3. My Understanding of Truth by John Chambers. I will show you fear in a handful of dust. T.S. Butch Eliot. My first thought was, he lied in every word. Robert Sundance Browning. The gunslinger is the truth. Roland is the truth. The prisoner is the truth. The Lady of Shadows is the truth. The prisoner and the lady are married. That is the truth. The way station is the truth. The speaking demon is the truth. We went under the mountains, and that is the truth. There were monsters under the mountain. That is the truth. One of them had an Amoco gas pump between his legs and was pretending it was his penis. That is the truth. Roland let me die. That is the truth. I still love him. That is the truth. And it is so very important that you all read The Lord of the Flies, Miss Avery was saying in her clear but somehow pale voice. And when you do, you must ask yourselves certain questions. A good novel is often like a series of riddles within riddles, and this is a very good novel, one of the best written in the second half of the 20th century. So ask yourselves first what the symbolic significance of the conch shell might be. Second, far away. Far, far away. Jake turned to the second page of his final essay with a trembling hand, leaving a dark smear of sweat on the first page. When is a door not a door? When it's ajar, and that is the truth. Blaine is the truth. Blaine is the truth. What has four wheels and flies? A garbage truck, and that is the truth. Blaine is the truth. You have to watch Blaine all the time. Blaine is a pain, and that is the truth. I'm pretty sure that Blaine is dangerous, and that is the truth. What is black and white and red all over? A blushing zebra, and that is the truth. Blaine is the truth. I want to go back, and that is the truth. I have to go back, and that is the truth. I'll go crazy if I don't go back, and that is the truth. I can't go home again unless I find a stone, a rose, a door, and that is the truth. Choo-choo, and that is the truth. Choo-choo, 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 choo-choo. I am afraid. That is the truth. Choo-choo. Jake looked up slowly. His heart was beating so hard that he saw a bright light like the afterimage of a flashbulb dancing in front of his eyes, a light that pulsed in and out with each titanic thud of his heart. He saw Miss Avery handing his final essay to his mother and father. Mr. Bessette was standing beside Miss Avery, looking grave. He heard Miss Avery say in her clear, pale voice, "Your son is seriously ill. If you need proof, just look at this final essay."
"John hasn't been himself for the last 3 weeks or so," Mr. Bessette added. "He seems frightened some of the time, and dazed all of the time. Not quite there, if you see what I mean. Je pense que Jean est fou, comprenez-vous?"
"Miss Avery again, do you perhaps keep certain mood-altering prescription drugs in the house where John might have access to them?" Jake didn't know about mood-altering drugs, but he knew his father kept several grams of cocaine in the bottom drawer of his study desk. His father would undoubtedly think he had been into it. "Now let me say a word about Catch-22," Miss Avery said from the front of the room. "This is a very challenging book for 6th and 7th grade students, but you will nonetheless find it entirely enchanting if you open your minds to its special charm. You may think of this novel, if you like, as a comedy of the surreal." "I don't need to read something like that," Jake thought. "I'm living something like that, and it's no comedy."